This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one exceptional American that I'm talking to. I want to talk to the individual Americans out there. We need you one-on-one is what we need. One American at a time. That is the formula. I'm telling you, it's a tried and true formula. And I got to tell you that I'll be giving a speech on Monday about one at a time. Yeah. You don't want to miss it. One at a time. If you want your freedom, if you treasure your freedom, you'll get the formula. You'll understand it's 1 + 1, which equals 2, which, I mean, it's just an expansive thing. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Healthcare, anyway, healthcare by Friday. Mitch McConnell is vowing to have a new revised healthcare bill out there for consideration tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll be covering that one wall to wall. We're going to brush off Chris Street and bring him on board and let him know what's really going on. Give him the what for about what is going on. He'll give you the what for anyway. And I'm trying to, you know, really kind of carve out what's going to happen in California, because this exchange that they've got going on here is wild. It's not even wild. It's stupid. But, you know, it's so stupid. It looks like they're trying to rewild California, rewilding program. Those things actually exist. I'm telling you, there's people right now that are getting up, right, having their fresh brew of coffee. By the way, I have a fabulous, fabulous brew that I perked off just a little while ago, and it is delicious. Agenda 21 coffee, we call it. So all of you coffee lovers out there, go to it. Go to it. By the way, I'm getting slammed with emails. I understand. I appreciate it from all the coffee drinkers that have risen to the occasion up so early in California and up so late in the East Coast. I get it. I get it. So we'll be reviewing those at the top of the hour, actually, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com, and tell me how you like your coffee. I think that's probably the best thing. We drink man-style coffee here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's just sort of a little thing going on. Anyway, so the whole situation going on with healthcare, I think it's going to finally start to come to some sort of reasonable, rational conclusion, at least for the Republicans saying, quote, they're saying, and I'm not in at all about the healthcare thing. You heard me talk about that in the last hour. I'm just saying they're going to get something out of it where they say, hey, we repealed it. We got into our campaign mode and promised it, and we got it. But we're still going to get screwed in the end because they did not get rid of it altogether. Now, if they've got a phasing out in the next couple of years, that's fine with me. Thank you very much. Government has no business in our healthcare. Period. End of subject. We don't need to be marched down that road towards totalitarianism, which we have been down, of course. It's been decimating on people's budgets. Look what it's done to people. It was mandated by law. You had to have it. The government says, you have to have this here. Put the gun to your head, baby. And you squeeze the trigger. That's really what they were doing. That's totalitarianism. Now, I'm refreshed that we all get what totalitarian looks like. Totalitarianism, excuse me, looks like. I really do appreciate that. But, after all, it is still totalitarianism. We're also going to be playing in the next segment. We're going to awaken you, if you do not know, about what happened to Lavoie Finicum. We know very much what happened to Lavoie Finicum. By the way, you know, we've covered a number of very critical stories and been out front. And I do want to compliment my staff and so many others that will remain nameless who have contributed to so many stories that we've done here. And we get ridiculed by being so out in front, and Lavoie Finicum was one of them, and the whole Malheur thing was one. Now, we covered it from wall to wall. This was the Malheur takeover by the Bundys after the Hammonds were arrested and taken off. They're still wasting away in prison because the brown shirts at the Bureau of Land Management, the Nazis of current-day America, rounded them up, basically, and it was an ugly thing. They've wanted the land for a long time. Uranium-rich, thorium-rich. I mean, Uranium-1, anybody? We were the ones to expose the Uranium-1 business in connection with the whole Malheur and what was going on up there. Of course, the Bundys knew about it. They understood what the take was, and it took us a while to get back up in the uptake. Now, we were intimately involved in a couple of things that happened as Agenda 21 Radio in Oregon. In South Oregon, in Josephine County, at the Sugar Pine Mine, that's what it is. And we got them to turn back this whole request. You talk about Nazi-esque. The Bureau of Land Management, this is what they did. And we called them out. We, at Agenda 21 Radio, called them out and went all the way to Washington on this, and they backed off from this. But they came up, gold miners had claims, legitimate claims, on a gold mine, the Sugar Pine Mine, Galise Mining District, Josephine County, Oregon. You can look it up. So one day, the Bureau of Land Management had been trying to get their land for a long time, and there's a whole process by which they steal the land from citizens and the land rights of the West and so on. So one day, they show up with two what look like sheriffs, one of the BLM agents, and the BLM agents, you know, gives them basically, there's another term for it, an eviction notice to get off their land. They're out, they're done, kaput, bye. So they look at it and they say, well, we're not going to comply. And then they arm up. They get the militia out there, Bundy style. Everybody's armed to the teeth. Some major players that I know the names of, of course, we don't talk about that. And they show up saying, no more, BLM. We are armed. You aren't coming nowhere. They take a bulldozer and put it at the end of the road. I mean, they do everything to seal it off. So we start getting involved. They call us, Paul, can you help a brother out? And they go back to our Bundy Days incident and all that stuff. So this is what happens. We start to do just a little bit of the investigation. We find out that we do not have a constitutional sheriff there in Josephine County. Well, number one problem. Number two problem, we find out that this whole eviction process, the documents that were signed by a BLM agent and not a judge. And then we find out that they rented the two sheriffs to go out and act like they were big officials that were on the behest of the sheriff themselves, but not really. They just were rented for the day. That's what these monsters do. Well, we called it out. No, we started making all kinds of calls. Guess what? Hello. Didn't like that. People didn't like it. We blew the whistle on them. And boy, it spread like wildfire. And the constitutional sheriff, the so-called constitutional sheriff out there who wasn't a constitutional sheriff, boy, as soon as we started broadcasting and we blasted it out there on social media, guess what? The very afternoon, he said, oh, hey, I want to reassure everybody that's a story. They're like, you get on Agenda 21. It's not true. I am a constitutional sheriff. We will follow the laws. I mean, was he dancing? And they put a stop to it. I mean, they had a whole demonstration. In fact, it was really funny. We got the word that, guess what? In Medford, at the BLM, they closed the building down there one day. They said, no more of this stuff. Too many demonstrations going on. And when we talked to some of the BLM people inside, they were actually, listen to this, executives were burning documents in the building. I wonder why. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay. LaVoy Finicum. LaVoie Finicum. We're going to get into the Jeanette Finicum speech. By the way, we interviewed Jeanette. We played the interview that we did of her at the Liberty Tour. That was the speech that we, of course, had going on. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first conference. Now, she had been speaking on the tour, basically, with the tea parties and all this other stuff. But this was the first conference that she had, was the Liberty Tour conference number 5. And she just brought the house down. She and her brother, her sister, her daughter, Kayla, just brought the house down on 2 different days. And then at the church service at the Church of Glad Tidings on Sunday, she just blew it out the park. I mean, it was just awesome. And so at Red Pill Expo, and we're going to be getting into Red Pill here in a little bit. I think maybe tomorrow we'll start doing the whole thing about what happened at Red Pill up in Bozeman, Montana. Conference that really was banging it out of the park. I really was appreciative of being invited to go, not as a speaker, but be invited to be part of the party, so to speak. And I was just not going to spend 5 days doing. It would take a week, taking a week, and I couldn't do it. Commitments and so on. But Jeanette was there and featured speaker. Featured speaker. Now, we may get cut off at this segment, but I've got to get through this. I've got to get everybody into what's going on with this presentation because she's absolutely spectacular, as usual, for Jeanette Finicum. Absolutely classy lady. Here we go.
Our next speaker is a lady who has gone through an awful lot. You're all probably, or at least most people here, are very familiar with the story of LaVoie Finicum. And this is his wife, his widow, Jeanette, and I would like to have her tell you her story. Thank you.
A little bit of a delay here coming up. They're trying to get a video clip arranged, and I don't understand why they do. This is something she started at the Liberty Tour, by the way, when she did her presentation. We are going to release that, by the way, the Liberty Tour speech that she gave. So,
I believe there was a video to be played.
So, yeah, I believe so. This is something that happens. Yeah, let's play it now, guys. Back to you, techie guys. Let's play it. Let's play it. Come on. Let me explain what's happening here. This is the shooting that takes place of LaVoie Finicum, and at this point in the shooting, LaVoie has already been shot 3 times in the back, severed his artery in his heart, and he's dying, laying on the snow, bleeding out. And contrary to popular opinion by the FBI, who wanted to get the narrative out there that he had a gun in his vest, it's absolutely not true. Bogus lie. They, as he's going into crash on the side of the bank there, he's being shot at, of course. They're shooting at him. And as he gets out of the truck, they immediately start shooting at him. You heard that. And then they murder him. He's laying on the ground. And then they start shooting at the people in the car. Yeah, see, this is what people don't understand. They're shooting at Ryan Bundy. They're shooting at Shauna Cox. And they're shooting at Victoria Sharp. And they're unarmed. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting in the truck being shot at. Just shot at. 308s. I mean, the whole 9 yards. Sniper weapons. They're just being shot at. What's actually happening right now is that when you take a look at the video visually, you'll see that their legs are kind of exposed and red dots are hitting them because the laser sights are focusing in on the red on their target. The problem is when they did crash, the car went off on the left-hand side of the road, and it went further up before the roadblock, and it took all the angles away from all the snipers because they were hoping that the truck would actually stop in front of the roadblock, and it didn't happen. he swerved off to the left into the snowbank, and thereby taking away the acute angles that the snipers had already prearranged a day before. They cleared out the whole area for this assassination 1 day before. They set up their sniper positions, got everything all scoped out 1 day before, ladies and gentlemen. 1 day before. I just thought I'd bring that out to you. They're being shot at, unarmed, in the truck, being shot at.
Did they kill him? I think they did. They're shooting over here on this door. Okay. Oh, you know.
No, no, no.
Hotel. Where did you get
hotel?
Hey, don't you.
My husband was murdered by our government. And I guess that was the day that I took my red pill. I want to back up just a little bit and say thank you to Dan and Ed Griffin and Debbie for inviting me here. I have enjoyed this last couple of days. I've learned so much, and it is really wonderful to see so many people that are of like mind here learning more. My husband was Lavoy Finicum, and he was the man that was shot and killed 3 times in the back. He was left to lay in the snow overnight. They didn't attend to his body until the next day. They didn't have a warrant for anyone at that point. They didn't have the warrants till the next day, and I believe they were issued around 9:30.
Let me stop you there, because I'm the one who told Jeanette that. She didn't know that until the Liberty Tour.
In the morning. But because my husband had already been murdered, they didn't issue a warrant for him. They hadn't done anything wrong in my eyes. They were in Oregon exercising their First Amendment right while exercising their Second Amendment right to peacefully assemble and demonstrate and to stand for their neighbor that was in need of help. I believe maybe the most they could have had them, a reason to cite them would be for trespass, because they ended up staying longer than 14 days. What has our government come to? The officials in Oregon, I hold responsible as well, along with Director Comey and Loretta Lynch.
And I'm going to stop it there, because that's exactly right, and it was Agenda 21 Radio that informed her of that as well. Something to think about when it's all the way up at the president's level that they're going to assassinate a loyal American citizen, a Christian at that, by the way, a Christian, a Protestant Christian, I might add. Gee, he was protesting. Rounding up the usual suspects, are we? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Senator Wyden commented to Coin6 News that they needed to stop the virus from spreading and fast action was necessary.
That was his contact, Wyden's contact, who, listen, this guy does not like me one bit, and that's fine with me, Mr. Wyden. He helped to murder Lavoy Finicum. He's a murderer, in my opinion. He's just a stone-cold murderer. Senator from Oregon. Check him out. He contacted Comey and said, we must stop the spread of this virus. You know what the virus is, was it he was concerned with? Listen, all you Protestants, you Protestants, listen up. It was the Constitution. It was the Declaration of Independence. It was the founding documents. That's what he was referring to as spreading the virus, because, you see, Lavoie's mission that day was to go to an adjoining county, Grant County, into John Day, and basically let them know their constitutional rights and talk about the Constitution. You see, the evildoers out there, those people like Agenda 21 folks, all these people who want to destroy the United States of America, they don't want you to become informed by way of the virus, the Constitution, about your constitutional rights. That's what this is all about, guys. Destroying the Constitution, becoming unlawful. Stop following the Constitution. Give up your Constitution. Second Amendment rights, get it? And First Amendment rights. They don't want you to have those rights. They don't want you to spread the virus yourself. By the way, and I would hope that all of you, when you listen through with a lot of this, and we're not going to be able to get through the whole thing today in the show, but my point is that you will spread the virus. You have a commitment to spread the virus of the Constitution. Lavoy Finicum is the first martyr for that.
So Governor Brown wrote a letter to FBI Director Comey and Loretta Lynch asking for a swift resolution to the occupation, which she called it. I happen to know, and I know you guys know, that throughout this country, demonstrations have been held where riots, property, personal harm to individuals have transpired in their exercise of free speech. These men were peaceful, men and women, were peaceful demonstrators. They wanted their voices to be heard. They wanted someone to hear about the plight of the Western rancher, farmer, loggers, and miners. They wanted the land rights issues to come to the forefront. They needed help, and nobody was listening. The media was on board. Within 24 hours, they were all organized with the script that they wanted us, the American people, to swallow. So they had all of their buzzwords coordinated and memorized. And they would have had you believe that they were racist or sovereign citizen terrorist, or that they were white right-wing crazies, or that they were bitter religious nuts that were clinging to their guns and religion, end quote. But what is the truth? Who was Lavoie Finicum? Well, Lavoie Finicum was a man of God, first and foremost. He loved his family, were proud parents of 12, and proud grandparents of 25 now. Man. He lived every day to his fullest. He loved to play and to tease, and he worked very hard for everything that he earned and accomplished in life. He spent years loving and teaching and mentoring teenage boys that we had in our home. He loved his neighbor and he gave freely. He had a dream to own his own ranch, as his father and grandfather did, and he was able to realize that before he was killed. He loved his cows. He was strong and courageous. He was principled and trustworthy. He was loving and kind, and he was my true friend. He loved freedom, his agency given to him by God. He loved his children and grandchildren so much that he was willing to stand for them. He loved living in America, and he knew he was blessed to be here. He loved this country and stood for liberty when he was called. I'm not used to, hopefully.
Just let go of it.
Okay. Technology and me don't mix. There's a picture of our family and some of the kids we had in our home and grandkids. Over the past year, I have been through quite a lot, I'm sure you can imagine, on every front. After the runaround with trying to obtain a death certificate so I could be made representative of his estate, which took 6-7 months, because Oregon did not want to give me a death certificate. They didn't want me to move forward with all the other things that I needed to do.
Isn't that nice about Oregon? Thanks, Oregon. What a great state you are. Oh, and the governor up there, her name is Brown, by the way. How do they roll, huh? Won't even give a widow her death certificate of her husband. That's what these people are.
But what I didn't expect was that I would be abused by my own government. I was soon to find out that I was being followed by the FBI to multiple speaking engagements, that the FBI had...
including the Liberty Tour number 5. We know about the agents that were there.
I asked to raid a couple of them, giving excuses of reasons why they felt that was necessary, having venues that would back out because of their intimidation and lies, memos going out to city councils, etc. I had been labeled a sovereign citizen terrorist wife, claiming that I was anti-government and then put on their watch list. I am not anti-government. I am, as my husband was, for pro-responsible, limited government.
You see, that's the crime, being anti-government, even pro-liberal. I mean, responsible government. That's a terrorist, right? Domestic terrorist. That's everybody in America, by the way, who holds a flag. That was thanks to Janet Napolitano. Remember that.
We believe that our First and Second Amendment rights, we believe in the Constitution to be the law of the land, and that we should stand up to defend and protect it. Officials, the Senator Wyden, Governor Brown, the FBI Director Comey, Loretta Lynch, wanted his voice to be silenced. They want our voices to be silenced. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I think we see a lot of that today. Samuel Adams said, "If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin."
That's a fact. Samuel Adams is exactly right. Experienced patriots. And there's, for the One World Order, folks, there's way more experienced patriots in America than they realize. And that's not good for them. Yep. The old institutional memory of the United States of America is rising. That's kind of an interesting message. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Besides the FBI intimidation and slander, murder. I've pressed forward. That worked. Trying to solve some of my other problems. In particular, I became a new rancher overnight. I'm the city girl who married the cowboy. And I still don't know how to saddle my own horse. My daughter helps me with that. She teaches me a lot. With that said, I've been learning to do hard things, and I know that I can do hard things. I've been out working the ranch. And it came time to put my cows back on the ranch, and the BLM, of course, insisted that I no longer had a permit. My attorneys and I have been working with them and trying to communicate for almost a whole year now, trying to secure my right under my husband's permit as a transferee of my husband's rights under testamentary disposition. Instead of following this clear federal regulation, the BLM instead obfuscated, refused to acknowledge that I was my husband's wife and widow. They denied that I had any right to that permit and pretended that it simply was terminated upon his death. We showed them federal regulations that authorized the transfer of rights of that permit to me, and instead they obfuscated and ignored it. To this point, they have refused to even acknowledge my rights under a clear federal regulation, 4110.2-3E, which is of the transfer of grazing preference, and instead ignored me and continued their obfuscation, thus forcing my cattle off my land and forcing me to go through the litigation process now for almost an entire year. Let's go over this again. First, trying to get an agency to work responsibly with the ranchers, apparently too much to ask for these days, and when and if they deny me my right to operate under my husband's permit, which so far they will not do officially. I am then, second, required to appeal to that very same agency for a review of their own decision before I'm allowed to then litigate in court. And third, because they won't even give us, my attorney and I, the courtesy of an expeditious denial, we have been forced to go through what could be seen as a separate but equally slow channel to find remedy, which is through a congressperson's office. In summary, the effort required for a simple American to exercise their right is so monumental as to make it nearly impossible to earn our rights. To top it off, it's also important to note that if we don't go through this process, I can be denied all rights to litigation in the future for not having exhausted my administrative remedy, which, ironically, that administrative remedy is sought from the very same administrators who have been ignoring and disruptive to me in the first place. Mm-hmm. All I've experienced is delay after delay. They're hoping that I will quit, fold, go bankrupt, sell, so that they don't have to deal with me, so that maybe this sets precedent and they can do that to the next person. Well, my husband, was willing to lose his ranch for what he believed in. And I couldn't, in good conscience, do anything but what he did. And that is to stand for what I know is right. And I will not stop. I know that they have silenced his voice. But in doing that very thing, he has created 13 more of us, 12 kids and myself, that are speaking out very loudly and are not willing to stop. I don't understand this. I don't understand why they are picking on this particular situation, other than, you know, I don't understand why I'm the subject of their abuse, other than I know that they want to make an example out of me and of my husband, to put more fear into the hearts of all of you. So if they can shoot a man 3 times in the back and kill him dead for standing up for property rights, for standing up for liberty, and then take everything his widow had, not allow her to put her cows back on or continue ranching as the family wants to do, then maybe you will think twice before you open your mouth and stand for liberty. I know that the men that are in jail, suffering in these federal prisons, is horrifying. The ones that should be in prison aren't there. These men should be home with their families. One of the ways that I'm funding these legal battles that I have with the BLM and the wrongful death suit of my husband is I am selling my husband's book that he wrote before he passed away. He wrote this and it was published in 2015, and he was killed and shot, 5 months later. He wanted to teach people about freedom, and he had this story in his mind, and that he felt that that was where he could best serve. And his book talks of a family struggle to come together and survive. It deals with what matters most in crisis, during a crisis and chaos. It is about loyalty and bravery, fortitude, family, freedom, and sacrifice. It's action-packed for you guys. He has developed his character so well that you will hate the bad guys and be inspired by the good guys. It will leave you asking yourself, what would I have done? Am I prepared? Have I prepared my children? What kind of person am I? What do I want to be? Who do I want to be? This book also highlights human weaknesses of every kind. And these
more of Jeanette Finicum. Tomorrow, actually. We'll be back.
SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yeah, tough stuff there with Jeanette Finicum. But what the government doesn't understand about LaVoy and about Jeanette, and she touched on it there, that really what happened is that they created 13 more warriors for liberty. They don't get it. They just don't get it. You know, it's that martyrdom thing. You martyr my father, I come after you. And, you know, that's really what's happened here. And we've got the Constitution right in your face. That's what's really going on. That is what's really going on. When I read that whole thing about Wyden and Brown and found out what we found out, it was them that was behind the whole connection to James Comey, the FBI director, to call out the murderous thugs that they brought in from the FBI to murder LaVoy Finicum, shot three times in the back. It didn't surprise me. And then we found out about the war room, basically, in the White House, in which Loretta Lynch was just all over that, trying to kill somebody who was associated with the Bundy thing. Well, and it turned out to be LaVoy. They just created a big monster for them when they killed LaVoy Finicum. And that monster is growing bigger and bigger and bigger every day. People are demanding their liberty. And by the way, the government is collapsing. So much happening with the Department of the Interior and the BLM. Their days are numbered, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom is about to ring free across the nation. Thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with it.
broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
Join me, Paul Preston, of Agenda 21 Radio from 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 12 to 3 right here on 1410 a.m. The Patriot. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda 21 Radio, stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time.